Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When they weren't awful, they were actually pretty good.
I was thinking about Eric Gordon in the shower last night.
Oh, yeah. Me too, Mike. I was too. Actually, I was thinking about Carmelo Anthony in the shower last night. Now the Rockets made a big mistake.
But wait a minute.
To each his own. We each got our types. You were thinking about EG. I was thinking about Melo. That's not really true to Lopez, but you can be quiet. 713-572-4610 to get in. It is the segment that has the entire nation going nuts, the entire country going nuts, all of H-Town going nuts. It's the In the Loop think tank, and I got to tell you, I don't know what the loopholes are on this week, but the loopholes are on something, because the loopholes got me laughing this week. Last week, not all loopholes, but it seemed like a lot of them were getting a little bit pushy. This week, seems like everybody's in a good mood. Maybe it has to do with the fact that, I don't know, the Texans are in first place. Shout out to Pave Tex Rob, who looks like he just stole a picnic mat to rocket to the spot. He's also wearing a Chiefs hat, so that tells you about him.
Love it.
He's a front runner. If nothing else, he's a front runner.
An admitted front runner. 713-572-4610 to get in. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask how we're doing. Nobody gives a damn. All right, you're on the think tank. Go.
I think Bill O'Brien's always grumpy because you never ask how he's doing.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Bill, how are you feeling today?
Doesn't matter.
You guys have any idea what it's like to feel this way in the National Football League?
Unless I don't think you're
you
guys me. Do.
You're on the think tank. Go.
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 I think Pat Mahomes throws a better ball with his left hand than Brock Osweiler does with his right.
That's a fact.
Fair.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that if LeBron doesn't block CP3's left hook, Rondo goes down to sleep.
I don't know about that.
Let's not get carried away.
I don't know. I think my mom used to kiss me goodnight harder than that punch. I mean, I'm sorry. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that Landry Locker, he may have betrayed us. You never told us about that meeting with John McClain, and ever since you went out with him, you've been real friendly with B.O.B., man. What's going on, man?
Which meeting with McClain?
You had lunch.
We haven't had it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all
right, guys. But you're right.
I've been friendly with Bill O'Brien. Are y'all kidding me?
You're a weasel.
You've definitely changed your tone.
Y'all
There's
are
no question
clowns.
About that.
Mm-hmm. You're on the think tank. Go. Y'all are clowns. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think cheating is fundamental.
This is going to be a theme of Ocho now.
I think Ocho's that, and he doesn't like the NBA. Go Lamar.
He's mm-hmm. lying. You're on the think tank. Go.
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 I think that my Brock Osweiler jersey has become relevant again.
I can't believe you bought one, buddy. Yeah. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Thursday night, every sack's going to have a story.
Well done.
Very good.
All right, you're on the think tank. Go.
I think the city looks so pretty from the studio because the Astros aren't in the World Series. Go Red Sox. Go Dodgers.
This weasel call from the studio.
This guy trolling from the studio. That's the first ever think tank troll call from the studio.
Yes.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hello, this is Gupta again. And I think the Texans should go after Patrick Peterson aggressively, like the golden saying goes, scared money don't make money. Go Texans.
Right away, Gupta.
That's a good call.
Dude, he just
Gupta.
Brings the takes.
Versatile.
Man.
He's versatile.
He is very versatile. Mm-hmm. It's not predictable. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think cheating is fundamental.
This is going to be a theme of Ocho now.
I think Ocho's that, and he doesn't like the NBA. Go Lamar.
He's mm-hmm. lying. You're on the think tank. Go.
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 I think that my Brock Osweiler jersey has become relevant again.
I can't believe you bought one, buddy.
Yeah.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Thursday night, every sack's going to have a story.
Well done.
Very good.
All right, you're on the think tank. Go.
I think the city looks so pretty from the studio because the Astros aren't in the World Series. Go Red Sox. Go Dodgers.
This weasel call from the studio.
This guy trolling from the studio. That's the first ever think tank troll call from the studio.
Yes. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hello. This is Gupta again. And I think the Texans should go after Patrick Peterson aggressively like the golden saying goes. Scared money don't make money. Go Texans!
Right away.
That's a good call.
Dude, he just
Gupta.
Brings the takes,
versatile.
Man.
He's versatile.
He is very versatile. Mm-hmm. It's not predictable. You're on the think tank, go.
This is FedEx Henry. And I really got to ask y'all. We got to see if WWE has a contract in the Texans. There's no way if they are continuously pushing Tyler Irvin the way they are. I swear he must be getting the title shot sooner or later because we hate him and he sucks.
I think it's just law of attrition right now. I mean, he's like the last man standing, so he's just there by default.
Right.
You're on the think tank, go.
I think Pony Express driver rapping Duke here. Hey, Earl. Boy, where are you at? Did you get hit over the head with a baseball bat? Are you lost at sea on a big old boat? Or fall in love with a farm goat? Did you get thrown in jail for robbing a bank or too many brownies? From Think Tank Dank.
Oh.
Rapping.
That's great.
Dude.
I wanted more.
I know.
Now, you know what? That was perfect. Short and sweet.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Paul Gallant sucks.
Oh, well. Shut up. It's Gallant tonight. Stay put. You're on the Think Tank. Go. We got to be careful with Paul. He's getting a little fragile.
I think the Texans are clicking when they need to be clicking.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
On the way. No, I'd rather be the end of the year, but yes.
Oh, they're clicking. I told you 11-5. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, so my wife will be giving birth to our child tomorrow. Thank you.
Congrats.
Okay. Good luck.
Congrats.
And,
come on, bro.
That's fantastic.
Call a relative or something with that.
No. I got his back, man. You want to tell the world.
It's a momentous occasion.
You want to tell the world.
Especially if that's the first one.
Yeah.
And it's yours.
Don't listen to Landry.
What if it's the fifth?
Doesn't matter.
Life, man.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Ask Pavetex. He'll tell you.
Go.
Texans suck. They've been beating only sorry teams the past few games.
I think everybody in the league that's winning games is beating sorry teams, though.
As Russell Baxter once told me, you beat the guys in front of you.
But also, over half the teams in the league, almost 20, don't even have
five good teams.
18 heading into Sunday had a 500 or lower record.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, I mean, that's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
Smoke that wasn't good.
Smoky. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Bill O'Brien.
Dump.
Okay.
Is that a dump? Like, do y'all have a dump button?
Now? Yeah, I think it was.
Was that?
I thought he said.
Oh,
did he?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think
we're good now. Wah. I thought he said sucks.
Nope. Don't think you did.
Yep. I'm trying to hit the thing. I don't know. All right, you're on the think tank. Go. Go.
Go.
I think if you're a male representing the Texans at an out of town game, please be able to take a punch better than what your wife can.
No, dude got punched in the back of the head.
That guy needs
man.
To go to jail if you haven't seen the video and pay a lot of money. That was a sucker punch.
So you have to be able to take a punch to wear the opposing team's jersey to a game. You're a clown who just called in. Come on, man.
Remember what I was talking about yesterday? I just don't understand fights. They're just so stupid sometimes.
This was
just stupid. Yeah,
you got to be able to take a punch to wear a jersey to it. I mean, give me a break.
I mean, you do need to be able to take one. I mean, let's call it what it is.
In general.
I mean, let's call it what it is. You never know. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but you better be ready just in case because you never know what home fan who may have.
Yeah,
had
but that guy's just a criminal.
But that is come on, man. You got a sucker punch. That's bitch.
You're on
man.
The think tank. Go.
Wow, this guy Aloha here. I think. Pavetex and Bill O'Brien sucks. I think we need to get Patrick Peterson. And I think they should just label Tyler Irvin as a slot wide receiver because he never plays running back.
I
don't think he plays slot receiver.
I said once. That. He's averaging four catches a year.
You're on the think tank. Go. That's four more than us.
I think there will be a trend of real NBA fights this year.
No, I don't think so. They're going to crack.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, I think Chris Paul worked in KFC when he was getting ready to that two-piece special.
Oh, got the. I get it now. Took
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think B.O.B. is the GOAT.
Wow.
First one we've heard of that.
I think the Texans will actually be good when they beat a good good offense. They've only played sorry-ass offenses and barely beaten them.
It's not a bad take. But there's not a lot of good offenses out there.
What does that mean?
They have to outscore somebody. They haven't been able to score.
Who's beating good offenses?
I think they're ranked 22nd in the league
in
points.
How many good offenses are there?
I did say that, too.
You know, seven or eight. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they've won four games in a row in the NFL.
Do you guys understand how hard it is to win a game in the National Football League?
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think I haven't heard you guys talk about D-Hop putting a Texans jersey on OBJ.
Well, they switched, right? Mm-hmm. They had the jersey switch, right?
Yeah.
Right? Well, I don't know.
Oh, they did that, a couple of weeks ago?
Or did he do, like, a Photoshop or something? I don't know what that means.
Oh, did he tweet it out?
I'll look it up,
maybe.
Yeah.
He does it with
maybe
everybody.
Maybe he tweeted it out.
He did it with everybody. Oh. He did it with Dez.
OBJ coming to Houston.
You're on the think tank. Go. That'd be sick.
I think if y'all are about to trade in draft pick for anybody other than offensive line, everybody's crazy.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that guy who called us that B.O.B. was the GOAT actually thinks he's a GOAT.
Oh, that's fair. An actual live farm animal. Okay, that's possible.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think the Texans really need to go after Peterson because him and Matthew together, I mean, that would be unstoppable, man. My LSU boy is absolutely holding it down. DBU, you know what's up.
All right.
LSU love right there.
You're on the think tank. Go.
We in the loop, say the truth, see we stacking up wins. Clowny White, keep it hot while D-Hop on a spin. Week 8, don't be late, got the Brock on his way. Perfect plot to stay on top, and in the South, it's a race. Landlock, make a guess on the Texas success. 5-3, sound good to me. I don't believe in stress.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you. Good work. Well, think tank rap.
As an athlete, I think that would be one of the most pivotal moments.
What's that?
I know that's not Drake or Lil Wayne or something like that, but when you get a shout out in a rap song, it makes you feel good.
I mean, depending on who it is, as long as it's somebody you know.
That guy made
me feel good.
Yeah.
It's like when Steph Curry got the shout out from Drake. Steph Curry with the shot, he had to feel good about himself.
I'm sure he did.
Thank you, sir. You made my day. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think listening to this think tank is like somebody standing on my walnuts.
What?
He's like standing on his walnuts.
His walnuts.
I think is what he said, yeah.
All right. I think you'd get your card pulled in first grade for that joke there, corny ass. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, man, I think Trump must have left, man. I'm at the Toyota Center. Ain't nobody here, man.
He did leave. There was a lot going on by my crib yesterday. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that Paul Gallant sucks. I think Bill O'Brien.
Why can't people trust me on this?
I think that the Texans suck. No more Texans.
Man.
Oh, that's a throwback from the post-game show about 5 years ago. That's a throwback call right there.
Look at Wendy.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, the Texans are doing pretty good. Defense looks great. J.J. Watt and Clowney are about to break it open.
Okay. All right, man. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I just want to say to Andre Howe, man, we're proud of him for beating cancer. And keep your head up, brother. Sorry about you losing your dad, but he's looking down on you and proud of you, man.
Good work.
No doubt.
Good work.
I think that was God.
No doubt.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that when Bill O'Brien shaves his goatee, it qualifies as a Brazilian wax.
This guy just can't win for losing. This guy's won. This guy has brought this team to 4-3.
That was good.
Come on.
Do you need to take any more after that?
Let's do rapid fire five. Let's do five more.
It's going to be hard to top that one.
You're on the thing to go.
Yeah, so I think three things. One, Deshaun Watson has finally learned how to protect himself. Two, O'Brien needs to stop fans on his first play with a run up the middle. And three, Deshaun Watson needs to learn to hide the ball like Matt Schaub did when he did a player.
Play action.
He needs to hide the ball. Hello?
Yeah, you're on. We're here.
We got you, man. We got the point, though. Thank you, sir. You're on the thing, Tango.
I think J.J. Watt is better than Lawrence Taylor.
No.
Crazy talk. It's crazy talk.
You're on the thing, Tango.
I think it's painful to admit, but I sure miss Dwayne Brown.
Yeah.
Why is it so painful?
Yeah. Race car!
You're on the thing, Tango.
Please make it a boring mic.
Didn't hear a word of that.
You're messing with my emotions.
Last one, numero cinco.
You're on the think tank. Go. You got the final word.
Yeah, the Texans will do good this year.
Okay, you know what? That about summarizes today's think tank.
The Brazilian wax came through for us.
Good, not great. Good, not great. We need to get you guys motivated. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give that a 6 today.
What?
I would give that a 6.
6.5.
6.5.
6.5, yeah.
Just the VOB Brazilian wax. We'll remember that a week from now. So if there's a memorable moment that you'll at least remember and you can point to, it's got to get at least a 7.
Well, there was that. I'll tell you what. There was that one and the one guy that called in
freestyle.
Well, the freestyle was
freestyle
good, although he didn't drop. Although, if you guys aren't dropping freestyles, make sure you drop your name afterwards so we know who to call you.
Yeah.
The guy that said he thinks when he said B.O.B. was a goat, he actually meant a real goat.
That was
a real
good.
Goat. So that was kind of funny,
yeah,
too.
You got to give it a 7 at
so,
least.
There you go.
Could have been worse.
All right. You know what? You guys swayed me. 7. You guys swayed me. All right. Here we go. Final hour of the program. Coming up next, we got some trade talk and. We heard about Chad Kelly being arrested. We've got an update, and let's just say Chad may want to lay off the hooch. Lots to get to. Glad to have more. Don't go anywhere. It's in the Loop on a Tuesday.
High-grade marijuana called Kush on the street.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.